produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Beginning at verse number one. Colossians chapter 3. Yes, Lord, he kept all of us. Thank you, Jesus. All power. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Colossians chapter 3. This morning, getting at verse number 1. Colossians chapter 3. Beginning at verse number 1. And it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2 says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. I want to read the Message Bible, because the Message Bible just makes it a little plainer. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and the Message Bible says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, like it. That's what the Message Bible said. If you're serious. Now, if you want to play with God, keep playing with him and see what's going to happen to you. But if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle alone. Eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. The word of God. Amen. I just want to talk this morning from this subject, 2020 forward. 2020 forward. Will you say that with me? 2020 forward. 2020 forward. New year. Should be new focus. Should be new perspective, new outlook. Should be brand new mindset, right? However, there are some who are still thinking about old stuff, old happenings, old people, old places, old things, old traumas that still have us captive in our mind. In the midst of this life, brothers and sisters, where our focus so often is set on the day-to-day functions and the grinds of our lives, we discover that our careers, our friends, our recreations, and sometimes even the things that hold our attention, our money, get precedent over God. It can be hard sometimes, let's be honest, to juggle all that you have to juggle and still try to focus in on the Lord. And the reason why is because of the fact that we have been told by society to put everything and everybody first ahead of God. Because society feels as if you put hard work in front of your life, then you will have a successful life and or a successful career. But that is not the case for those of us who are Christian believers. Because our Bible simply tells us if we put God first, everything else will be added unto us. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to stop thinking about stuff that don't matter to us or God. Because while we are trying to move forward, you can never move forward looking backwards. Do I have a witness here? Nobody can ever run a successful race if they are looking backwards trying to see who their opponent is. Do I have a witness in the room? So we got to shift our focus and we got to make sure that we change our thought process if we're going to see God's great blessings in this new year. We are told in Colossians 3 to set our affection on things above, not on things of this earth. But some type of way, we allow earthly things and earthly dramas to get in the way and cloud our thinking from seeing what God wants us to see. And consequently, our lives become delusional, if you will, because we cannot see the forest for the trees, all because we're thinking with the wrong mind. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Every now and again, you got to deprogram your mind. Is my mic on this morning? Amen. You got to do like your computer. You got to deprogram some stuff and do a hard reset in order for you to move forward. Do have some help in the room. And no doubt God wants to bless everybody. He says he wishes above all things that we would prosper, even as our soul prospers. But sometimes we cannot prosper if we're thinking with the wrong mind. Amen, somebody. Amen. And while there's nothing wrong with trying to build your career, nothing wrong with trying to be successful in this life, nothing wrong with trying to build your family, our focus need not be so much on that, but our focus need to be on things above and on the Lord. Matthew 6 verses 19 through 21, Minister Duke puts it like this. He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasures are, there your heart will be also. We tend to focus where we spend the most time and where we spend the most money. If we was to look at our checkbooks and or our account statement, everybody would be able to tell what you like and what you love. Because it's detailed right there on your bank statement. Yes, it is. You know what you like when you look at your bank statement because that's where you spend the most money. And when you got your mind made up, you want something, it don't matter how much money it costs, you're going to do all you can to try to get what what you want. You gonna go to work, work extra hours. Ain't gonna cry or complain. Ain't gonna say I'm tired. Gonna smile all day, even when the boss don't like you, treat you bad, you still gonna go. Y'all know I'm telling the truth in this house. But when it comes to the Lord, somehow or another, it's a different story. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. We go to a job, work for a man that don't care about us. And we know he don't care about us. Y'all ain't praying with me. He let it be known that he don't care. All he wants you there is to fill a seat and to make his plant continue to run. We smile all day. We work all day. Body be tired. We creep on in. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. But then when it comes to God, we can't come to church regularly. We make excuses as to why we don't go. Well, Pastor said something I didn't like last week. Grow up! God is trying to get us to a place where he can use us to save a generation. We'll have some help in this house. I remember, and I'm almost done preaching for today. I remember years ago, it's about my second year here, I went to do a home visit at one of our dearly departed members' home, and I went there, and I was, you know, doing communion and everything, and we were sitting around talking, and she said, Pastor, my daughters came in mad at you today. I said, why? What'd I do? She said, you said something about her. I said, what? I said, well, did I call her name? No. Did I point her? No. She said, you had to know her business because you said something about it. I said, baby, listen, that's the Holy Spirit working through me trying to help somebody out of their situation. And we got to understand that God speaks to the pastor so that we can get a word that will help us in our lives. Amen. I told us years ago that before the word gets to you, it hurt me first. Because the Bible said the word is a two-edged sword. It cut me before it get to you. While I'm studying God's word, it's cutting me. And I'm like, ooh, God, ouch, God, oh, God. And then I ask the Lord, now, Lord, patch me back up before I get to the people so I don't bleed on nobody. Because the word, anytime, preach, pastor, anytime you are in God's word, you cannot remain the same at all. Because the word of God is life transforming. Amen, somebody. Amen. Amen. Get mad. We get mad. We get so mad. We get so mad, y'all. We get so mad. But we got to understand that God wants us to move forward. Say that with me, everybody. God wants me to move forward. Why does he want me to move forward? Because there's work to be done. All of us have an assignment that was given to us by God. Everybody in this room. I don't know what your assignment is because I'm too busy focusing on my assignment. Amen. And that's a word for somebody in the house for 2024. Stop trying to get in other folk business this year and focus on what God told you to do. Amen. We try to tip over and help and hinder somebody else's growth by trying to tell folk what to do, and we ain't got our own stuff together. Amen. We got to know how to operate if we're going to move forward in this year. God wants us to move forward. He wants us to do things differently from what we have done, because all of us know that these churches around the country are out of order and in need of repair. We really should go around and put out of order signs on every church sign for the most part around the country. Because we have gotten so far off from doing things God's way, and that's why God has exited the premises in some of these churches. Amen. Then when somebody get mad, they go and start a church. That's how we do it. We go start a church because we got mad because God was trying to correct us in a season of putting us back together. And that's not how God wants us to operate. He wants us to be able to love one another and then work with one another for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. I told y'all, and it's still true, it's never been about me. I'm trying to make sure I do my job so that all of us can get to heaven. That's all I'm trying to do. Ain't never tried to hurt nobody. Ain't never tried to backstab nobody. Ain't never tried to step on nobody's neck to get to nowhere. I don't have to do that. God will elevate you if you just do what he called you to do. You ain't got to talk about nobody and downplay nobody to make yourself look good. No, if you just do what God say do, he'll elevate you and allow men to see your good works. We got to get it together. Somebody shout, we got to get it together. And so here in our text, and I'm almost done, in this chapter, Paul gives clear instructions to Christians about living out faith in Jesus Christ. Since we profess to be believers anyway, boy, it got quiet. I like that. Since we profess to be believers anyway, we have been saved by Christ, and so we should participate in kingdom building, not just when it's convenient for us. Boy, is my mic on? But every waking moment of our lives, jealousy and slander and revenge have no place in the Christian life. Instead, believers are to demonstrate compassion, unity, humility, patience, and forgiveness. Boy, that's a word we throw out the window when we're not in the hot seat. Forgiveness. Above all, followers of Jesus Christ should show love. L-O-V-E. Paul gives specific instructions, Reverend Fisher, for those living in the Christian faith, including those of us who have been called higher in the faith. So Paul encourages every Christian believer to focus their attention not on worldly things, gossip and slander and hypocrisy and all types of other things, but he tells us to make sure we stay connected and plugged into God so that we can focus on things above. Those who are spiritually free thanks God often for all that he has done in their lives. And we should not live, church, beneath our privilege, but we should always remember that the old man was put to death so that the new man can walk in Christ. Do I have a witness here? Three things. I'm finna go through them quickly. I promise we're gonna be out of here. Three things. If we're going to 2020 forward and move forward and be successful in this year, three things. I need to give them to you real quick. Write them down. Number one, we need to maintain the right position. maintain the right position. Secondly, we need to manage our emotions with reasonable perspective. Manage our emotions with reasonable perspective. Number three, we need to maneuver our focus in pursuit of godliness. Number one, maintain the right position. Number two, manage our emotions with reasonable perspective. Number three, maneuver our focus in pursuit of godliness. I'm right there in verse number two. He says, set. Let the church shout, set. In other words, set means to put, lay, or stand something in a specific place or position. In other words, we should make sure that we stay in the right order with God and with each other. In other words, if you get out of order, you need to put yourself back in order. Amen, church. And all of us brothers and sisters have gotten out of some type of order or another. And we need to put ourselves back where God wants us to be. See, one of the things I love about God, he says in his word, church, do things decently and in order. And we got to understand now is the time for us to get back in order with God. Say that with me. I got to get myself back in order. Come on, say it. I got to get myself back in order. And the reason why we've gotten out of order because we have allowed people, places, and things to sway our mind off of things that really matter to God. The phone call, the text message, the gossip have all played a part in shifting our mind from the things where God really has for us. Don't you let the devil play you this year. I'm trying to tell you, he's coming at you. Don't you let the devil play you this year. Make up in your mind that when they come to you with some garbage, you're going to push that hang up button. Because our minds should be set on things above. Amen, church. Got to maintain the right position. When we do not maintain the right position, we become out of alignment with God, and God does not bless mess. Do y'all hear what I'm saying here? Please hear what the Lord is saying this morning. God will not bless mess. That means if you got to get yourself together and put yourself in check, you better do it now. Amen. Because of the fact, and let me just say this, all of us got to put ourselves in check. From pastor on down. Because I need to let y'all in on a secret here. The devil wants to knock me down more than he wants to knock you down, because I'm the shepherd over the house. And he know if he can get to the head, the body will be out of line. Talk, pastor. Amen. So we got to make sure we maintain the right position. Say that with me. Maintain the right position. Set your house in order. Set your house in order. And I'm not talking about your address, your dwelling place. I'm talking about the house, the temple that God gave you to house your soul. Set your house in order. Nobody is exempt. While we're here, we can't be self-righteous and look down our nose on anybody. Amen, church. Nobody has the room to look down on anybody. Because in most cases, what people do in public, we do in private. And the only reason why people don't know our mess is because we ain't got caught yet. Y'all ain't praying with me here. Don't. When you see somebody, hear somebody fall from grace, or something is happening in somebody's life, don't you get excited and try to stick out your chest like you got everything together. None of us got everything together. All of us are a wretched mess, and on our best day, we still need to seek God to help us to make a difference in our own lives. Nobody got it all together, so we got to maintain the right position. But secondly, we got to manage our emotion with reasonable perspective. Look at the text. Look at the text. Put verse 2 back on the screen. Verse number 2, put it back on the screen for me, please. I want them to see it so they know Pastor's not making this up. Verse number 2, he says, set your affection. Set your affection. What is affection, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Your affections are your feelings or your emotions, if you will. And sometimes we allow our emotions to go before us before we think reasonably and rationally. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. How many of us can be honest? Amen. We'd have saved ourselves a whole lot of trouble if we just stopped, paused, and thought about some stuff before we allowed our emotions to get the best of us. Come on, you ought to tell the truth in church. Amen. 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 A lot of the things we went through, we would have saved ourselves if only we would have set our affections in the right way. Our affections, we must understand to control our emotions, learn how to put our emotions in check so that we can stay in motion. Amen. Amen. We walk around with chips on our shoulders and all of that type of stuff. We walk around with attitudes and we walk around mad all the time. We never happy about anything. Everything bothers us. We ought not be like that because we supposed to be the light of the world. And I ain't never seen a light that's dark, and I ain't never seen darkness that's light. And so if we are the light of the world, we got to change our attitude so God can change our altitude. All of that junk we got, we holding on to, get rid of it. And then the biggest thing, thank you, Holy Ghost, just got email. This wasn't even in my notes. This is going to help somebody. And the biggest thing that hinders us and causes us the most heartache and headache is we hold on to other people's stuff for them. And we allow people to take up residence in our mind rent free. Boy, y'all ought to be truthful in the house. Right now, you thinking about somebody else's situation while you sitting in church. Amen. Set your affection, your emotion. Get yourself under control. Not under your control, under God's control. Amen. Set your affection. Set your affection in the right place so that you can stay in motion. God wants to put you in motion. God wants to use you. Don't we know that it's a major blessing when God uses us? When God uses you to teach or preach or encourage somebody or help somebody. That is a blessing, and it ought to make you feel good on the inside. But if you got too much in you blocking what God really wants to take you, he cannot do what he designed to do in your life. And everybody's ministry is not to stand up behind the sacred desk. And some people standing behind the sacred desk ain't supposed to be here. Some were sent, others went. Y'all better hear what I'm saying in this room. Amen. We got to know what our affection should be on. If they didn't do you right, pray for them. Come on. Don't waste time on that foolishness. Set your affection on things above. If you know they talked about you, clap and be happy because they giving you free advertisement. Talk about me. Keep on. Please. Amen. Folk that didn't know me now. Why? Because folk keep your name on the wings of the morning. Don't listen. Learn how to shift your focus. Amen. Shout shout that with me. Shift my focus. Sometimes you got to know where to hang your hat at. Song said you got to know when to fold them. I done learned some stuff along the way. Come on. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to walk away. Come on, talk to me. And you got to know when to run. I'm trying to help somebody in this house. Amen. Everything don't deserve your energy. Oh, my God. Preach, Pastor. Mother Fish, I done grew up a little bit. I done grew up, church. I ain't got these gray hairs for nothing. I done grew up a little bit. I've learned some stuff, and experience will teach you some stuff. Experience is the best teacher, and you need to keep your receipt so that you don't pay for it again. I got my receipts, church. I done copied them and framed them. Y'all ain't praying with. I got my receipts. Put yourself in the right perspective. See things the way God sees things. And the only way we'll see things the way God sees things is if we get in his word and allow his word to abide in us. Amen. You can't get the mind of Christ just being willy-nilly and coming in, popping out, reading your Bible when you want to and putting it down and picking it up and putting it down. No, you got to be consistent. Because any loophole the devil will use to try to take you out. The devil don't play fair, y'all. I think I need to bust your bubble. The devil ain't your friend. Come on. While some of us are playing with him, the devil ain't your friend. You need to get him out your house. Come on. You need to get him out of your car. You need to get him out your job. You need to know where to put him and put him in his place. Amen. Manage your emotions with reasonable perspective. The Bible says resist the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee. Resist the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee. Say that with me. Resist the devil and he will flee. Say it again. Resist the devil and he will flee. What does the word resist mean? I'm glad you asked. Refrain from doing or having. In other words, refrain from playing in his playground and having him as a guest in your life. Because if you keep the door cracked, he'll kick it in. Don't let him ride because he'll show you how to drive. He'll take over your life. Amen. God wants us to be better this year, church. Wants us to be better. Say that with me. God wants us to be better this year. Amen. He wants us to be better. Listen, the way you defeat the devil is to do the thing that Satan is trying to get you not to do. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all the answers to the test. The way you defeat Satan and beat him at his own game, because you do know you got more victory than the devil has. Matter of fact, you got power over the enemy, and the only power that Satan has is the power we give him. Because we're children of God. Amen. And so the way that we defeat the devil is by making sure we do the thing that he does not want us to do. Amen. If you get sleepy when you pray, you need to get out of that bed and get on your knees. Or walk around. Come on, walk around the house and pray. Amen. Walk around the job. If you get tired on Sunday and you don't get tired no other day, you need to make sure you get up on purpose on Sunday so you can make it to his house. Come on, you got to defeat him by doing the thing he's trying to get you not should do. Thirdly, I'm done. Maintain the right position. Manage your emotions with reasonable perspective. Maneuver your focus in pursuit of godliness. It's right there. Verse 2 says, set your affections on things above. On God. Not on things on the earth. Most of us are in positions now that we're in because we either don't think we can do better, or we have just gotten comfortable and complacent right where we are. But God wants us to maneuver our focus from where we are to where He is. Teach, Pastor. Amen. This good gravy today, church. Just this good gravy. Yeah. Good meat, good gravy today. Just steak and potatoes today, church. Don't focus on where you are. Thank God for where you are. But look a little further, because God got more for you than where you are right now. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? He got more for you. He has more in store for all of us. Amen. But we cannot get there as a people if we don't shift our focus. Say this with me. Change my focus so that I can pursue godliness. Got to change our focus. Switch it up. Amen. This is what the new year is about. God didn't just let us cross over into 2024 for just naught. Come on. He didn't just let us cross over just to be crossing over because we wear the right clothes and just because we go to St. Mark. No, He didn't do all of that. He allowed us to cross over for a purpose. And that purpose is His, for us to stop focusing on things that we've been focused on and learn how to set our affection on Him. We too complacent in this church, y'all. We too comfortable in this church, y'all. We done got to be 151 and we comfortable. We don't think we can do no better. I'm telling the truth on us. I prayed about it. We don't think we can possess the land that God allowed us to purchase. We got all this land and ain't nothing on it. Nothing. Not a tent, not a covering, not a track, nothing. We got to get this thing together. God allowed us to possess the land to take over the land. Amen. But we got to shift our focus from our complacency and know that God has more in 24. Somebody shout, He got more in 24. Got more for us. Not only in our church, but in your own personal life. If there's a new job you're trying to go after that job. If God say you can have it, you ain't got to have a degree for it. He'll open up the door. I'm trying to help somebody. Amen. If you want to go back to school, go back to school. Amen. He has more for you. While you crying and complaining about your dead-end job and while you doing this and doing other, God is making you uncomfortable for a reason. Anytime God makes you uncomfortable, that means it's time for you to move to the next level. He don't want us to stay on the same level, church. And we've been on the same level for far too long. Amen. Come on, y'all. It's time for us to go to the next level in the Lord. Say this with me. It's time for us to go to the next level in the Lord. Say that with me. It's time for us to go to the next level In the Lord. Now, I can talk about me because I know me. I can talk about me real good because I know me inside and out. I know what I've done. I know what I ain't done. But I know what I'm going to do. Y'all ain't praying with me this morning. And even before 2023 let out, it's time to wake up. Even before 2023 let out, I purposed in my mind, I sat down and said, hey, man, you have been slacking on God. I brought myself under subjection. Didn't nobody have to tell me. I already knew. I had made up in my mind I was just going to ride the wave and whatever happened, happened. Can I be honest? But God whooped my butt. Won't he whoop you? I'm talking about tore me down digging my cellars. Because he started ministering to me. He said, man, listen, what I've placed in you is not for you, but it's for the masses to be saved through what I planted in you. See, what we have in us is not necessarily all for us. It's for us to be able to reach back and pull somebody else up who is struggling and hurting that we know about. We shouldn't see one another hurting and struggling and we not offer a lifeline. Isn't that what Jesus did for us? Amen. He looked at us in spite of us, saw we was a wretched mess, saw we were dark, dirty, and dismal, and he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, who did not know sin, and he made him sin so that he can save you and I. And every day I thank him for his grace. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his compassion. Because I know if it had not been for Jesus, I would have been dead a long time ago. And can I tell you, all of us would have been dead a long time ago. And so this time we have to stop just, you know, we do this resolution business. Oh, I'm going to lose some weight. Oh, I'm going to stop going to the casino. Oh, I'm going to, come on, y'all. It's more to life than that. Amen. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Somebody shout, tell the truth and shame the devil, pastor. Amen. God is expecting more out of us. He's expecting us to do ministry. Amen. The pandemic been here. It's gone. COVID been here. Even before you knew COVID was here, COVID was here. Amen. They just wanted to scare us like they do and put it on the news and all of us got into a frenzy so they can shut the country down. Amen, church. They know how to get us. That's why we got to set our affection not on things of the world. Listen, COVID going to be here. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. It's going to be here. They're going to come out with a new variant. They're going to call it Memphis. They're going to call it Tunica. They're going to call it SARS, BARS, CARS, and NARS. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They're going to call it something because they want to keep us in a box. They want to keep us bound. But if you set your affections on things above, you can walk around and do things what God has called you to do and continue to be covered by the Lord because you're operating in the assignment that he is giving you. He's given all of us an assignment. But if we're going to be successful, we got to stop making excuses. We got to get up off our seats of do nothing. And we got to make something happen. We got to make something happen. Not for ourselves, but we got to make something happen for God. Got to make something happen for God. And then we got to learn how to be followers, disciples of God. Amen. Followers. Amen. And then follow God's order for his church. He already gave it to us. Already. already. Ain't no need of us trying to reinvent the wheel. We just need to get in his will and follow his will. Somebody shout, move forward. Come on, somebody shout, move forward. Amen. I'm moving forward in my life. I'm moving forward because God is calling me to greater. He's calling me to more in 24.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.